The big takeaway this week is the striking disconnect between the messages we're getting and the market's response. By most indications, economic data and central bank speak have backed up the case for a less accommodative Fed rate cut path than what the market has been pricing. Interestingly enough, we have seen odds for a March cut come all the way down to around 20%. But the thing is, the currency market hasn't been responding with the strong dollar demand one would expect on this news. And even more confounding than FX is the behavior in U.S. equities, with the S&P 500 still making record highs despite all of this. It definitely feels as though something's got to give, and either we see the market finally responding to the realities of what's been going on, which is to say stronger demand for the buck and downside pressure on stocks, or investors just keep holding their ground until there is a better excuse to point to that will push the Fed back towards a more aggressive, investor-friendly rate cut path. As far as other currencies go, the yen has extended 2024 declines on dovish BOJ speak. The pound has held up well after UK house prices rose for a fifth month. The Canadian dollar has also held in on a surge in oil. The Australian dollar is heavier on account of the softer China CPI data. And the New Zealand dollar is outperforming on this Friday after ANZ said they expect two more rate hikes from the RBNZ this year. Looking ahead, key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German inflation data, the Canada jobs report, US CPI revisions, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.